Welcome to Peak Mind. I'm your host, Michael Trainer, and I'm coming to you live from Venice, California. And I want to talk to you guys today about the medicine of your voice. I just did an incredibly powerful workshop up in Topanga, California, where we really delved into our voices. And that entails singing, but that also entails the inner voice that oftentimes limits us and holds us back. I am a huge fan of Stephen Pressfield. I just did an incredible conversation with him, which I'm about to launch and you should check out. And it's about resistance and the muse. And all of us, when we're endeavoring in a creative project, encounter resistance, that force that holds us back from expressing our song. And it's my belief that the muse, that divine source, that ideation, that creativity, wants to move through all of us, that we all have our own unique song that wants to be expressed. In fact, it's my belief that we are all put on this earth because of our unique song. And in many ways, the goal of this life is to discover what that song is and to sing it loud and proud. Just like fingerprints, I think all of us are unique and have our own unique imprint. But many of us go to our graves without ever fully expressing our song. You know, the number one regret of the dying is that they never took a shot at living life on their own terms. And for me, I know that I've wanted to express things in terms of my voice, whether that be this podcast, which I started recording in 2014 and did not launch until 2019, aka took 5 years of pushing through resistance to finally release it. And now for me, that looks like actually singing and expressing my voice and writing a book and trusting my intuition. There are a variety of ways that I am pushing into resistance to unleash that which wants to move through me. And what I realized, and this may resonate with some, is that I tend to qualify myself, and I think many of us do, before we express ourselves. We sort of create a sense of humility. We share, I've just started learning. We qualify things. And I want to encourage you guys not to qualify. And I'm speaking as much to myself here as to anyone else. There's a power in just doing, just singing. No pretext, no qualification, just singing your song and letting it land. One of the more powerful takeaways I took from this workshop was, instead of clapping at the end of the song, we just sat in the silence. There's a famous quote from Miles Davis that said, "Music is what lives in the space between the notes." And I think that's true of silences. I think when we allow ourselves to be in the silence, that's when we truly listening. And from a place of true listening, we're able to hear that which wants to live through us. And so I want to encourage you guys in your own expression to create a listening practice, to find time to simply listen, whether that be going on a hike and listening to the birds. I find that when I listen to the birds, the sound of the forest opens. I realize I can hear the tussling of a squirrel, or I can hear the leaves blowing through a breeze. And there's a symphony that's happening all the time around us. But it takes us getting out of the noise in our own heads to actually be able to truly listen. And I think there's something really powerful with creating a listening practice. I have also recently been spending more time listening to music undistracted. So no phone, no other thing that I'm doing, just truly listening to music. You know, back in the day, we used to listen to albums, right? There used to be records, mixtapes. we listen to whole bodies of work as opposed to just individual stream songs. And not that there's anything wrong with an individual song, but there's something beautiful about giving yourself fully to an entire body of work. And I think that also is about training ourselves for the totality of a body of work that wants to move through us. And I think that all of us have an album that wants to live through us. But it takes a commitment. I'm reading a book right now about a guy who bought a ghost town. And this is a town where at one time 4,000 people lived. It's a town that mined silver. And that silver created about $500 million in wealth and funded a lot of what is now Los Angeles. And this gentleman moved up to this ghost town alone. And he is largely listening to the echoes of the voices of these 4,000 people now long gone. And what I love about the story is that he's stepping into his own song in the process. He's stepping into a project that is so big, it's hard to fully wrap your head around. How do you revivify and rebuild a town by yourself? And it's inspired me to think big, to think about what are the big goals that are so big we have to stretch into ourself, into the own unknown parts of ourself, such that that can live. And to me, that is the journey of the song and the journey of creating our own unique album. How do we listen to what wants to live through us? And how do we stretch ourselves into goals that are so big it forces new notes to emerge through us? There's something called the Muskogee, which is a goal that is often so big that we have a 50-50 chance of actually succeeding. That we create goals that stretch us so that we're not sure we'll even be able to achieve them. And I think many of us have these goals that want to live, these songs that want to live. And it's about stepping into the discomfort. It's about stretching ourselves such that that music has a space to breathe. And so I wanted to just take a moment today to share with you some of the things that I've been reflecting on as it relates to my song and the ways in which I want it to live in hopes that it will inspire you in your song. Because I think there's a symphony that wants to live between us. And it takes all of us stretching into our songs. So for now, I'm wishing you guys so much love, and to your song, my people.